Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They have joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
I'm getting all emotional. Might just give you a big wet kiss.
That's right, Diane. We're going to kiss you today.
As long as you're nice to me, that's all I ask.
Joining me as always, the lovely, charming Diane Brierley.
They're just a bunch of pansies.
And the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
If you have any poo, fling it now.
Poo flinging.
If you have any poo, fling it now. And that's from what movie?
Madagascar.
I don't remember that scene. The poo flinging scene. Anyway, pretty funny. This is a show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas. That you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Today is,
Tuesday. No, not because we don't have call-in today.
Oh, we're going to pass on this.
Well, we're not live. How do you get the call-ins?
Oh, we just do it without the call-ins.
Well, we only have two, so. I can do them if you want to do them. I can grab them. I just thought we were waiting until it was live day.
So I said we do it anyway.
There's only two. Okay.
So
we can do that.
You're the boss.
If you can't tell now, listen to the show. The show is not live.
You're the man.
We pre-recorded this. My wife is doing chemo for, she's almost done with it, thank God, and she's doing them on Tuesdays. So normally our live show is on Tuesday, so we're pre-recording earlier on Monday to get around that. She's doing very, very well. By the way, fabulously on this last bunch. So
this is a good round.
Yes, we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. Hopefully it's not a train. Praise God.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it's not.
Come on, you got to, before you go into this whole stupid argument day, you got to talk about
Tebow. We will. We got all kinds of stuff we're going to go on.
Okay, we're going to go on.
Today's show, we will get to, we only have two, that's very unusual.
Yes.
Yeah. If you have stupid arguments, we'd like you to mail in your stupid arguments to us, and then we'll weigh in and see who wins the incredibly stupid argument. And then we award the winner accordingly. Nice prizes. Prizes you can get by emailing your crazy argument into the show. I saw on a Facebook posting, lady says, I asked my husband, is there anything stupid that we argue about?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, he said, I know what you're doing. You're just trying to get us on that stupid show. Which I thought was hilarious.
He wasn't playing that game.
So we'll get around to that. And there you have it. We're glad that you are listening. If you have any marital, relational, dating problems, you can email them to us at radio@markunger.com. The way the show works is you get to stay totally anonymous, and we in turn are brutally honest. And there you have it. Today's show is brought to you by the letter L.
The letter L?
Yes, as in what the L are you thinking? It's going to be a stupid argument day,
that's
I'm sure.
That's a Sesame Street reference
Sesame Street,
there for
Sesame
people
Street.
Who don't
today,
know.
Today, the letter L or the letter O. So I thought, today's show will be brought to you by the letter L. It's just it just came to me.
The letter
I'll tell you
L.
why it came to me, because I was flying in from Chicago this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go to the L Concourse.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking, I didn't know they had an L Concourse. That's kind of new. They keep adding to that place. L. It used to be A, B, and C. Now down to L.
Do they have everything in between?
The place. I finally said, what the L? Where's the L? Sounded like I was cussing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
So they have A, B, C, D, E, F, G all the way to L
apparently
now?
Down to L
wow.
now. Yeah, it's
wow.
Hochi Mama.
That is
when they get to Z, you'll know so it's too big of an airport.
One place, man. Yeah, what do they do?
Were you in O'Hare?
Yeah.
How come you didn't do Midway, by the way? Isn't that a little easier?
Well, because the only way to get to Midway was to fly to, like, Detroit and Atlanta. Okay. And then, I mean, whatever. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, I see. I was just wondering why you... They don't have Green Bay to Midway, huh?
That's right.
Guess not.
Apparently not. So, if my plane was ready to go, I could have gone anywhere I wanted. But it was getting its annual physical. The annual physical.
So you had to fly like the peons.
That's right. Like the mere mortals out there.
And then it was...
You poor peons out there. Anyway.
And you didn't get there.
Yeah. So there you have it. I was at Family Harvest Church in Tinley Park, Illinois, this weekend. Had a blast with these people. These people are crazy, man. Oh, my goodness. We have a good time. They laugh at anything, which just egged me on.
I'm sure it did.
It was awesome. Your mom was there.
I know she was.
What'd she have to say?
She liked it. She thought it was hilarious.
She didn't say hi to me.
She said hello to Debbie. I told you.
No, she's not going to go to hell because she didn't say hi to me.
She said you were busy looking at your iPad. It was before you went on, and she didn't want to bother you, but she did talk to Debbie.
That sounds about right.
So she'll be there at the end of the month for the event, so then you'll get to talk to her.
Ignoring everybody looking at my electronics.
Yeah.
That's what
I do. So she didn't want to bother you. She thought you were looking like you were doing something important rather than just trying to
avoid
people.
Probably playing Angry Birds.
She should have said hi. She should have said hi. I'm so wounded.
She's being polite.
I am emotionally wounded.
She'll talk to you at the event. Because I'll be there, so.
But she had a nice time.
Mm-hmm, she liked it. Yeah. She was glad that she went, and yep, she liked it. She thought it was funny. She was recounting. She took notes, actually. She was recounting things that she had written down on the bulletin or whatever that she wanted to make sure that she told me about.
Mm-hmm. Huh, like
she
what?
She liked it. She enjoyed it. Oh, just things that you said, and she really liked the, you're driving me crazy, and for me, that's a short drive. She decided she was going to use that from now on.
Well, she never heard that before.
Apparently not.
All right, so we had a great time. By the way, holy stinking cow, you should see this place. You know these guys who call and say they can't find any single Christian women? Mm-hmm. I've been sending them all to Toronto.
Whoops, send them to
Man,
Chicago.
Man, go
Drop
to
gorgeous
Tinley
there.
Park. Holy stinking cow. I mean, it's just wrong.
Yeah?
It's just wrong.
So what you're saying then, while I'm not single, when I go down there at the end of the month for the event with y'all, I'll fit in.
That's right. That's right. You're a babe, just like all the other babes. I said to my wife, I said, did you notice all these gorgeous girls?
How about
girls?
The men? That's what I want to know. How
the
about
men?
The men
are the same way.
All right, I'm in.
I thought that when we were there for the men's conference.
That's
not that
because
I'm,
you're gay.
Well.
You noticed it at the men's conference when you were down
there?
Well,
it's a very well-to-do, you know,
yeah,
kind
of. Yeah, it's upscale area.
Well, I don't know how well do they just, they look
they
sharp.
They carry themselves so well. Really well. They're very well put together.
You know, it was very nice. I think it's a real credit to the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Christians should look cool, hip. Mm-hmm. These people look cool and hip.
Okay.
By the worship band slamming. The vocals were just killing. Just. Then add the fact that everybody looks fabulous. Good grief. I was depressed. I want to kill myself.
You
I had felt
like you
people.
Didn't belong there.
Anyway, gorgeous, gorgeous, stinking, gorgeous women.
Okay, so now we have a place in the Midwest to send everybody.
If you are looking for a wife, you don't think you can find a good Christian girl, man alive, you need to go. Did you see that article I emailed you about pretty?
Yeah. Did you send that to me?
I emailed you. Yeah.
No, you didn't send it to me, but I did see it because someone put it on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I emailed it to you. I thought.
I didn't get it, but I did see it.
We should print that out.
I have it. It's right here. I have it up on my computer right here.
Oh.
You want to do it right now?
Well, just a minute. We'll get to it.
Okay.
But I mean, well, just the summary of the article. We should post the article.
The Death of Pretty, that one you're
talking
about.
Yeah, The Death of
about.
Pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What they're saying is it used to be women were pretty.
Yes.
Attractive, but yet a sense of innocence about them. Mm-hmm. Now they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
And hot is
hot
a whole,
is sort of different from pretty.
Whole different thing. And he says, you use hot.
Hot's a commodity.
It's a commodity. You dispose of hot. Mm-hmm. You trash hot. It's not,
men use it and use it up.
Yeah, it screams, just use me. Mm-hmm. You know.
We're pretty. Men were more apt to be protective in that sort of a thing of women. And now they're no longer.
Now, this
because,
was not a Christian article.
No.
No, no, no. So, I mean, that just, you know.
Oh, it was a National Catholic Register.
Oh, it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. They didn't seem overly.
No, it wasn't
Bible
overtly.
Quoting on it or anything. No. But it's a great point.
Yes. I thought it was a great point.
Yeah. Pretty said when a woman is pretty, you know, very attractive, yet a sense of innocence about her, men tend to want to protect and cherish that.
Yes.
Hot, although guys like hot as well, that says use and dispose of. So
consume
these women, you know, they were pretty ladies. Pretty lady. They weren't just hot mamas, although I'm sure if they dolled themselves up and acted that way, they could be. because they were very attractive young ladies, but they were pretty. These are the kind of women you wow, wow, and you want to treat them with respect because they treat them, they care themselves very, very well. And so, man,
I like the
you
line.
Looking for a wife? Go to Tinley Park, Illinois, Family Harvest Church.
I like the line, hotness is a consumable that consumes as it is consumed, but brings no warmth.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good line.
Yeah. Very cool. Dr. Rob Thompson, the pastor down there, had a great time with him and his wife. We just had a blast. They were so nice. Oh, my goodness. You know, every church has guests come in. Mm-hmm. You treat guests a certain way. Compared to these people, we treat people like crap.
It was overly nice.
We suck at taking care of people. These people, I mean, it was just, I mean, they don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, wow, just, I mean, they treat you like $1 million. They really do. I mean, it's just
nice.
The respect and the politeness and what a great place. Actually, I'm going to be there doing a Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar. End of the month. What is it? 27th, 28th,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out on our website at laughyourway.com. If you are in the Chicago area at all, come see me live as we bring our Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar there at this church in Tinley Park. It's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. Family Harvest Church, Tinley Park, south side of Chicago, southern suburb of Chicago.
And I'm going to be there. So if anybody wants to see me, come see me. I'm coming along. Yeah.
It'd be a whole lot better if I was along.
Well, you should come too.
No, that's seriously. That's just way too much for me. I see you enough as it is.
Oh, come on.
more than he can stand. So anyway, okay, so that's the opening shot on today's show. We got some more stuff. We got to talk about the weekend football games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what we always do. So anyway, we'll do that after the first break. So stick around. We've got more on the Mark Unger Show right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
The Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference is back with a newly released DVD set from the second year of the conference, with all new hard-hitting speakers, Lakeeta Garth, Diane Brierley, comedian Carrie Pomeroy, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Gunger himself.
Morality is based on the condition of your heart, not based on the status of your vagina. I don't care if you've had sex with 150,000 men. Stop it! Stop it! What are you doing?
You get over 7 hours of content that will change your life and make you a stronger butt-kicking woman. Order your DVD today at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
We're celebrating here on the Mark Gunger Show. Enjoying all the good news, info about love, marriage, and relationships. Kind of just catching up for the weekend. By the way, don't want to forget, it's January now, new year.
It is indeed.
And we're going back on the road. That's right. Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage is coming to a city near you.
Woo! Joplin, Missouri, this coming weekend, the 13th and 14th.
Head out on the
beautiful
highway.
Thing. And you got
or
registration.
Not on the highway, or as the case might be, happening in our airplane. Joplin, Missouri, this weekend. If you are anywhere in the Joplin, Missouri area, you can come hear us.
Missouri Southern State University.
At the Missouri State University.
Yep.
See if we cause any riots there by our mere presence. But it should be a lot of fun. The conference is free of charge to anybody who wants to attend. This was made possible by this audience, actually. It is strictly this audience that has made this possible. Because they, you know, had really gone through a hard time with the tornadoes and stuff like that. And we, you know, I was talking to a church down there. They've, you know, they're trying to rebuild and everything. They're talking about doing a seminar. And I said, well, let me see if we can raise money for this. So I went on the air to our audience and said, would you be willing to do this? And these people were awesome. And you guys started sending in money.
Yep.
And pledging money and made it possible for us to go to do this conference and not charge them anything. So if you want to see me, the full Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar, for free.
For free.
And this is your chance.
I will be surprised if you do not hit 1,000, if not more, because you are already, well, as of right now, I'm looking at this, it's 892. You'll be over 900 by the end of the day.
Oh, wow. So we'll go over 1,000. How many seats are in the place?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's a
university theater. Might be a big theater.
Taylor Auditorium, so.
I wish I could go to that one.
It's going to be very slamming. So we're excited about it.
Unless you're in a 35,000 seat arena.
Oh, that would be a drag. I hope that's not the case.
If you're in Lambeau Field.
You can have 5,000 people and it still feels like the day after Hiroshima.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, on the road again this year. We're pretty much booked solid. Best as I can tell from here to the end of August.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if you would like us to come to your area, to your church, you got to get your church to invite us. Don't suggest to us where to go. I don't care. I don't need suggestions.
Nope.
Hey, come here. Why don't you come here? No, I don't care. I know I can go on a map and see where to go. We need invitations. We need someone who will invite us, a church to invite us to come. So if you'd like your church, organization, whatever, company, to have me come speak to your peeps, got to have them give me a holler.
Speak it to the peeps.
At, what is it, invite? Invite at laughyourway.com, mm-hmm. I believe is the address. Invite at laughyourway.com, or you can see it on the website, laughyourway.com, where you can get us an invitation. So anyway, we're looking forward to getting back on the road again. Heading out on the highway. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, got to make a comment yet before we get even to our football recap. Got a lot of stirring on Facebook
you
page.
You stirred the pot.
So, you know, my wife and I were bored. All right, so let's go to movies. So we're going to go check out movies. You know, and then, of course, I've had, you know, a lot of Christians say, well, why didn't you see what it was about first?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, you know. The girl with a dragon tattoo, I think it's a kung fu movie.
Yeah, that's what it sounds. The title sounds
that's
like.
A kung
if
fu
you haven't
movie, Ross,
seen anything about it.
It sounds very kung fu. Girl with
it does.
Girl
just
with
by,
dragon tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be.
Awesome.
But it wasn't.
A girl with a dragon tattoo. Oh. I thought she was going to be, you know, like a Jet Li.
A ninja fighter.
Hi-ya!
Oh, you were sadly mistaken.
And, you know, it's R, and I figured because they're chopping people up, you know, which doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it turns out this movie was so filthy from a sexual perspective. We finally got up and walked out, you know. It wasn't just the oral sex scene, you know, which you endured, and then you had the lesbian sex scene. And then you had the anal rape sex scene, and then the anal rape revenge sex scene.
Oh, good Lord.
And then the full frontal nudity, just everything hanging out,
so
jumping
how long
on his
did
bone
you
sex
stay?
Scene. That's about halfway.
Oh, no,
so
I don't know.
So
it
was like five different sex scenes at this point. I thought, oh, this is my wife. And I said, good Lord. And it had very little to do with it. Now, the rape scene I get was very germane to this girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got raped and then she turned
around.
That was
part of the story.
Yeah, and really punished the guy, which I was cheering when she was beating the crap out of him. I'm going, yeah!
Well, she beat him then?
Oh, man, she tortured him. It was shoving things up his rear end. And,
I was just going to say, she raped him.
It was, that
did you
was,
see it, Ross?
Actually, no. That wasn't all that graphic. Her rape scene was extremely graphic. Yeah. You know, it's just like, we get it.
How bad does it have to be?
We get it. Okay, You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff you can do.
You can infer it, and people will get the point. You know. Yeah.
So anyway, I suggested to people, good, low, we got to walk out of this thing. You know, advise them, don't go. Avoid this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, Firestorm City.
Oh, it was.
On my Facebook.
I think there were more comments on that than there were Santa, the wine country tour, or Halloween.
So they'd be okay if we sat here and smoked cigars and
had
some
but here's the difference. And this is why you didn't see me a lot responding to this. And as you people know, the thing that ticks me off are Christians who live like L. The letter L.
Look like or live like L.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter L. What the L? So they live like L.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that ticks me off. All my rants are always reserved for people who claim to live for Christ. And they know.
Yes, not the non-Christians.
Yeah, but I've got like 50,000 people who follow me on social media. 41,000.
Many, not...
A lot of them don't even claim to be Christians. No. And that's cool. You know, so I didn't get, you know, they think there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, and somebody said on there, well, the Passion of the Christ was a lot worse. Because they were thinking I was upset by the violence.
No.
I don't care about the violence. Yeah, you're right. In terms of violence, Passion of Christ was a lot worse, a lot more violent. I'm talking about the blatant sexual scenes and stuff. Okay, now we live in a culture where sex, to a lot of people, is nothing. You look at porn a lot. Well, that was nothing, you know.
Well, I'm sure it was.
But this
nothing.
Movie, I don't know what line you got to cross to get the next rating to X or to NC-17 or whatever. They had to be writing this line. I mean, it was enough to make a normal person puke, quite frankly. You know, but we got a lot of non-Christians who watch the show who thought, I don't know anything wrong. Sadly, I know some Christians who still thought there was nothing wrong with it, you know. And I just think, you know, what? I mean, I was not condemning them. That's why I didn't say much.
Right.
I'm thinking, man, how jaded do you got to be, even as a Christian, to witness this, and you think nothing of it? Well, that wasn't that bad. It was, you know, people were saying it was very true to the book. Well, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
It was true to the book. You shouldn't be reading a book like that.
No, I would have a hard time reading it.
You know, strictly from a Christian viewpoint, good Lord, people, it was pretty bad. So we had one guy, I presume he's a non-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Emailed into the show, and you can let him know we responded to his email. What was that he said?
He thought you were being judgmental. That you were the problem. What's wrong with Christians?
Okay, what's wrong? Oh, fine. So he's not Christian. So he's criticizing Christians. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand judgmental. Judgmental. Deciding if something is right or wrong is not judgmental.
Right.
That's not judging. The Bible says, "Don't judge." Okay, that's not what he's talking about. You can call things right and wrong. That's fine. Now, if you disagree, say, I don't think it was wrong. I think it's fine for people to sit there and shove things up their rears in front of cameras so everybody can watch it. Oh, okay, fine. If that's your worldview, I think it's wrong. You know, full frontal nudity, you know, from a traditional Christian viewpoint is wrong. You don't think so? Okay, but that's not judging. Judging is when somebody does something and you don't know why they do it and you make up the reason why. For example, I could say the reason why this guy wrote in is because he hates God and he's got issues and his mother, you know, abandoned him when he was little and I could come up with all kinds of reasons he wrote an email at all. That, my friend, would be judging. For me to sit here and come up with why you wrote what you wrote, that's judging because I don't know why you wrote. I just can only respond to what you wrote. But that's not judging to look at something. Good. Well, see, that's the world we live in today. Nobody wants to say anything's right or wrong.
Well, you didn't even say. Did you say that it was wrong? You just said that it was
don't
disturbing
go. I
and
disturbing,
don't go.
Make you want to puke. Avoid at all costs. You know. So they're the ones that came up with. You know, just went into this huge.
So in other words, you just offered your opinion and your assessment of the movie.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Most of it didn't have much to do with what I was objecting about in the first place. They were talking about the violence or the this or the that or not. I'm just talking about. I don't need to be seeing naked people. Okay.
Right.
Much less doing what they're doing. It's just blech.
I know.
I thought the girl was a lesbian. She just had a lesbian sex scene. Now she's screwing, you know, Daniel Craig, you know, Mr.
And see, I really like Daniel Craig. That's why I almost wanted to go see it. But then I read about it. And once they start talking about the sex and especially the sexual violence, I can't handle that. That's just me. If everybody else wants to watch it, knock yourself out.
It was disturbing. If you've watched that and you're not disturbed by that, I feel sorry for you. I think something wrong with you. That's all. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. Sue me, you know. I'm not judging. I'm not sending people to hell. I'm just like, ugh. So most of the people said, thanks, man. I'll avoid it. That was most of the responses. People didn't, you know, they look to me and they respect me. And I said, man, that's a crappy thing. And it's got some really disgusting things in it. If you like to watch stuff like that and You think that's fine? Violent rape scenes, it really turns you on. Ugh. That's pretty sad to me.
No.
You know? So anyway, that's all. That's all that was. It was. And yeah. And then some people took me to task. Well, why didn't you find out what it was about before you went? But, you know, I mean, seriously.
I generally do only because I can be so highly disturbed by some of that and have walked blindly into movies, so I've learned. But that's just me.
I thought it was
me.
A kung fu movie.
That's just me.
Kung fu! How this was an R rating. What else do you got
to
do?
I don't know what you have to do to get NC-17, because that sure sounds like it should have had it.
I'm telling you. Now, maybe it stopped at that point, but I got to that point, and I got up and walked. It was just unbelievable.
You made it farther than I would have, I'm sure. I would have left sooner.
Like, whoa! Nasty.
Man. I can watch a lot of shoot 'em up stuff. Like, I can watch a lot of war movies. I can watch that. That's not a problem.
Me.
I can listen to the, you know, all of the F-bombs and all of that. That doesn't really disturb
me. At some point,
me.
Even that wears off. You know, how many times you can say the F-word? Okay, you've had your effect. I mean, move on.
When it's violence against women and violence against children, that's when I get really disturbed.
Well,
I just do.
This was very disturbing. And I get it as part of her persona and stuff, but anyway, it's just... Again, from my viewpoint, we would have really gotten it.
Yeah,
I didn't actually have to see nearly as much as they were showing. You know.
Well, and somebody had commented, and there was more than one person, I think, to the gist of this goes on in the world, and you have to be aware of it.
Well,
okay,
that's
people,
asinine.
I am very well aware of it. I'm aware of a lot of the stuff that goes on in the world, and I don't have to see it firsthand to be aware of that.
I don't have to kill somebody to understand killers.
Yes.
That's true.
You know, I don't have to shoot up heroin to understand addiction. Right. Well, you need to go in there and really see what these people do. Why? What? That,
I get
the idea that you have to actually see it and experience it. So what? Apparently, I didn't know that anal rape would have been uncomfortable. Apparently, this is beyond our comprehension.
No, I pretty much
so
get
I've
the idea
of
it. So
I've got to see someone being acted out with music and effects and everything else. You know, cool cinematography. I've got to see it before I can understand anal sex being raped upon you. Shoot, I think it would be uncomfortable whether it was raped or not.
Right.
I mean, I get it. Seriously, we got to see it.
I don't think so.
At least the cinematography was cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it?
So that's their viewpoint, you know. And don't forget, you guys, I know those of you who are pro this stuff. No, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. The reason that so much of this stuff continues to happen is because people are seeing it on screens and it desensitizes them to it and they're more likely to act on it. Violence against women and stuff like that has spiked dramatically since the onset of this porn thing and everybody seeing all this violence. You know, don't tell me it doesn't have an effect. It does have an effect. Mm-hmm. Study after study has shown. The more you see this, the more you become desensitized to it.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
At Marriage Magazine, we celebrate marriage. The magazine is full of quickie how-tos, enticing tidbits, secrets from real-life people, tools on how to deal with difficult issues, as well as fun tips to bring back or increase that love and feeling. Just think of the magazine as continuing education for that most important relationship in your life and your kids' lives. Subscribe at marriagemagazine.org. That's marriagemagazine.org. Or call 1-800-MARRIAGE, 1-800-MARRIAGE. You'll be glad you did.
Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance, you have a way with
me. One of my favorite songs.
Stay with me,
sway with me.
Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you.
Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Give us in the Mark Unger Show, grooving to the sounds of Sway Me. Was it Michael Bublé?
Yes,
Bublé. Bublé. Canadian man. I guess that last guy was a Canadian, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Canadians. We're going up to Canada next month. Where's that at, Skeeter?
You are going to Calgary, Alberta. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event.
Fun.
Yes.
So.
But it's January and cold. February and cold.
Yeah. You were thinking February we could find a different direction to go.
Probably not.
February 17th and 18th.
The last time I went to Canada in February, it was so cold at altitude we had to come down unless our jet fuel would start freezing.
Really?
That dude was like 50 below zero. It was like crazy.
Maybe not this year, though.
It is global warming. Yeah.
Thank God for the global warming, man. Bring it on. Keep it warm. All right. Now, finally catching up with the weekend.
Yes, Tebow, man, had an amazing,
I just saw the very
game.
End. I saw like the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter and then the overtime.
If you are I envy Bronco fans. They have got to be having the most fun they have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Since Elway won the Super Bowl, and probably more fun.
It was fun to watch all of their comments on Facebook.
Watching your team that's not supposed to win.
And convincingly so, against the number one defense. And pass team.
Okay, so I'm watching the beginning of the game. I couldn't watch the whole thing because I was speaking to Tinley Park that night. But I'm watching the first quarter, I guess. So he starts out, first half, whatever. He starts out. 3 and out. He looks horrible. Next series, 3 and out. Oh, it just looks horrible. Next series. And I'm thinking, honestly, he looks so bad.
Even when he makes passes, he doesn't look good, you guys.
I'm telling you.
But he did
doesn't
the rest of the
look
game,
good.
That's why I love him.
Throwing form and everything, he looks terrible even though he's making the passes. He doesn't even look cool when he's making them.
I know. He looks awkward just when he throws the ball. I'm telling you. Because he doesn't have any of the mechanics of what you'd call it. And what's beautiful about the guy, and I call him last week the patron saint of marriage, we should call him, because he's not perfect.
Right.
He's not, nobody gets perfect, right? You work with what you got. So here's a guy who works with what he's got and he's incredibly successful. And I love have you seen the TV ad where he comes and says, they told me I couldn't play high school football.
I haven't seen it.
They told me no college would want me. They told me I couldn't win the Heisman Trophy. They said I'd never win a national championship. They said I'd never play in the NFL. Well, of course, he's done all these things.
Yeah.
Well, now the thing, in fact, at the beginning of the game, said, well, the coach is ready to bench him. They were talking about already benching
Why?
Him.
Why?
Well, because they just figured he was going to suck again.
Oh, geez.
Because he struggled the last three games. They had it all worked out. You know, they're going to bring in the other quarterback. And this is the first time he's ever played NFL. He's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He just came in.
Yep.
You know how many rookies first year go into the playoffs? I mean, it's very, very rare, much less win the first game. Okay? So here this kid. So he gets to the third series. All of a sudden, he whips the ball. And I'm thinking, holy cow, look at him whip the ball.
Great
Boom,
form.
Completion.
Good spiral.
And he kept doing this. Now, he had 316 yards, which they were making a big deal out of.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's always talking about.
It's all over Facebook.
John
316.
You know, it's Goddard. But anyway, so he. Those were three, but he only completed 10 passes.
They were just the right 10.
I mean, he
and
was.
And he rushed for a touchdown.
Whipping it. And he runs for, you know, so. And of course, the overtime. By the way, did you know they changed overtime?
Yes.
This was the first game played this way, and he wins it on the first pass. Yep.
It's the only thing that he could have done in order to not give them another shot.
For those of you who are not aware, you watch football, if you're not really aware, my wife wasn't aware. I wasn't aware until I heard this.
I had heard back at the beginning of the season
they
changed
the overtime rules in the playoffs. So playoffs have always been sudden death.
Yep, first
point. Whoever first points, you're over.
I hate that.
Really?
Oh, I hate the sudden death. I think it's totally
lame. To go down and kick a field goal?
Because whoever wins the toss, that's all that it's about. I hate that. I always think they should play more
than college.
This is why I think the better team truly has the chance of winning.
Okay. Yeah. So what we're talking about is they changed the rule that if your team gets a field goal, the game's not over.
Right.
Correct.
Then you go to the other team and see if they can get the field goal.
Yeah, that's more like college.
But if they get a field goal, it still goes.
Then you keep going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, that always seems more fair to me.
The only thing that can break that, For example, if you get the field goal and the next team doesn't, then you win.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
If they fail, boom, it's over and you win.
But at least they get a shot.
They get a shot. So that's a but. Or if you get a touchdown, it's over. Then it's basically sudden death. So they go into the playoff. They tied the game. Steelers come back. He's, you know, Roethlisberger's pulling his own Tebow, you know, big comeback. Ties the game off. Everybody's jazzed. They go in overtime. Denver wins the call. You know, Steelers called it. They missed. So. Mm-hmm. So Denver gets the ball. First play.
Because that's the rule now. If they score on the first play, then the other guys don't get another shot.
It has to be a touchdown,
shot.
Though.
No, it has to be a touchdown. It's not the first play. It could be any play.
Yeah.
If you get a touchdown, it's
I
over.
Thought it was on the first
no,
play.
No.
Okay,
then misunderstood the rule.
That's a freak. That's a freak of nature that they pulled it off on the first play. That's the whole point.
80-yard touchdown.
The game was over in 11 seconds. It was the shortest overtime in the history of the NFL.
One play, boom.
So on the first play, he whips it. It wasn't even that long of a pass. What was it, 25 yards?
Yes, 25
maybe?
Yards.
And then the guy ran.
And then the guy ran at stiff arm on the guy and the gets end, the touchdown. And it's over. So the place goes insane. What great fun to see. So here the kid does what is impossible again.
Yep.
He just keeps doing what's impossible. You're not good enough. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. You're not a pocket passer.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just, again, praying for the state of marriage, this guy's got to be. Life, so what if it's not perfect?
Just you do look, the best you can.
You look like
can
crap when you throw. Yeah, you might as well admission. He said, "Well, man, you had a great game. How did he?" Says, "He says, my teammates make me look better than I am." He said, "You know, it's because they did such a great job." I mean, he's so humble. Yep. So I love this kid. I mean, I was, you know, in the beginning before I knew about him, I was poo pooing him. Stop with the praying and everything. God doesn't care about all the praying and stuff because I thought he was over spiritualizing it. Until I read some articles where he really isn't. He just said, "That's just me." You know, I know God doesn't care about football one way or the other and stuff like that. And he carries himself really, really well, but he wears his Christianity on his sleeves. Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Just leave it to everybody else to over-spiritualize
it. Yeah, that's right.
On Facebook, someone said, oh, even your passing yards honor our king. Oh, like he did that on purpose.
Sillies.
There's nothing spiritual about the number 316.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless that, you know, unless it's
what
suggests,
if he passed, but
God is controlling,
666.
Tim has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, if he throws it for 666 yards, that'd be funny. What do you do now?
God bless him.
Way to honor our king there, buddy.
Anyway, so, I mean, it was just impressive. Mm-hmm. And now they're going, you talk about into the bowels of the fiery furnace.
Yep.
Actually, it'd be cold. Up in New England, they're taking on the number one seeded New England Patriots.
We'll see
what happens. Chances of them winning have got to be zero.
Well, if he does, oh my gosh, all the guys.
But
people.
I'm pulling for the kid.
Yeah. I know you are.
I am a diehard Green Bay Packer fan. I wear Green Bay Packer underwear. All right. I am a Green Bay Packer owner.
You are.
I am an owner. But if they, by some bizarre, insane miracle, got to the Super Bowl and the Packers are in it, I think I'd pull for Tebow.
<That's>
I just
funny.
Would. I mean, it would probably be the most watched.
Oh, sure, it would.
Super Bowl in the history of mankind because everybody would be thinking, "Can he actually?" So this is, you know, again, the chances of him. I mean, there was a chance against the Steelers. I don't think anyone thinks there's any chance in the world against the Patriots. But even still, God bless him, and it was impressive and wow. Yeah. What a rush it has to be for Denver fans to be riding on this emotional roller coaster with this with this young guy.
Okay, now talk to me about the upcoming Packers.
Giants.
Game. Packers Giants.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Giants.
Oh,
not the Giants.
The Saints and Detroit.
New Orleans
and Detroit.
Detroit.
I wanted to mention that.
Yes.
Detroit couldn't pull it out.
Nope. They
a lot of people on the show listen are Detroit,
for Detroit fans.
God, I've always said I like Detroit.
I did too. Except they got dirty this
winning.
Year. I didn't like that part
of it. Yeah, they got a little nasty, which we didn't care for, but I liked it. And maybe it's because we like them because they've never been a threat for 20. They haven't won in 20 years in Lambeau Field. They still didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. Came close. Okay. Mm-hmm. But to go from the worst team in history 2 years ago, 0-16?
I mean,
you can't get any worse than never winning a single game. That's what happened 2 years ago.
You kind of got to cheer for them a little bit.
Vikings are still winners.
So, you're Vikings. So, anyway, so to go to what they are right now, these guys are going to be a serious contender team for the foreseeable future. They're going to only get tougher, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them climbing to, you know, at some point the Packers will come down and Detroit's going to be a monster to deal with. So, anyway, but they couldn't quite pull it off. So, I'm sure a lot of disappointed Lions fans, but fear not. You got plenty of time. Very, very young quarterback and extremely skilled, so that was cool. So, but we get coming to us the Giants.
Yes.
And that's going to be tough.
They looked good.
The Giants mm-hmm. looked really good. Packers looked good, too. I mean, so there's a reason you're a number one seed. We did beat them in their house.
Yes, we did.
So, well, just by a field
Three
goal.
Points,
yeah, but that's really, all that matters. So, and it was in their field.
Yes.
So now they're coming to Lambeau. Now, they did that a couple of years ago. They came to Lambeau in the playoffs and beat us.
Yes, they did.
And a lot of those guys were in that same team are coming back, so they're not intimidated. You know, they're going to be very confident. So it'll be interesting. You know, I'll enjoy it. As much of a fan as I am, I won't be depressed. Or,
no.
You know,
I mean, it's fun that they stay in
like
as long
they get
as they
crazy,
do.
You know, no. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm sorry. Seriously, get a life, you know.
I'm going to beat my wife and my kids.
Oh, yeah. Just,
well, that one lady, there was an article. Did you see that?
She
choked
happen.
Her. She was arrested
daughter.
Because she was so upset over the loss, the one loss that they had to Kansas City, it was, right?
Yeah.
That she was strangling her daughter and Child Protective Services came and the police came.
Can
and
you imagine that? I mean, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a game.
Because she was so angry and upset at the loss.
It's just.
I'm sure she had some other issues besides this.
No, but I've seen guys. I've seen pastors. Just about to lose their salvation.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have too. Not pastors, but people.
That when the Packers lose, I mean, they
Seriously?
Just all completely
calm
lose
down.
It. Anger. And
oh, I've seen
on
it.
The verge of curse. I'm thinking, are
on
you
the verge
kidding?
Of cursing.
Oh,
I've
yes.
Seen the cursing.
You see, well, these are pastors on the verge of cursing. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh. Are you kidding me?
Angry, mad for the whole day, for the next day, for half the
what
week.
The hell?
I've seen it.
The show is brought to you today by the letter L. What the hell? Mm-hmm. Good grief. Mm. So pretty crazy. All right. You know what? We're going to mess with everybody's head. I told them we were going to do a stupid argument day, but we'll push that tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, okay. We have a special guest joining us, if she ever shows up.
If we can get her.
If we can get her to connect. Jenna McCarthy, who wrote a book entitled, this is the title of the book, talking about marriage. If it was easy, they'd call the whole damn thing a honeymoon.
That's the title.
That's the title. She's
He's
hilarious.
Not editorializing.
She
That's
is
the real
crazy.
Thing.
Crazy. She's nuts. I like this lady. So we're going to be interviewing her theoretically on tomorrow's show, and maybe we'll do the stupid marriage argument days there. So, do we have other emails?
Oh, we have other emails.
All right.
Yes, we do.
Suck it to me.
Okay, here, we'll start out with one that's a little praise for you. It says, "Hi, Mark, Diane, and Ross. I just wanted to write to say a note of thanks. About a year ago, my husband found the Tale of Two Brains YouTube clip and introduced me to the insanity that is Mark. I had not laughed that hard in a long time. I almost forgot about it till I saw the Laugh Your Way video in my local Christian bookstore and just had to pick it up. My husband and I watched all the videos together, laughing and even pausing the videos to talk and clarify things between us. We have both been Christians since childhood, but also bought into the lies about needing to have everything before starting our family. Okay, we might deserve a swirly here," she says. "We have not been attending church for years. Again, swirly worthy, I know. But this is where the thanks comes in. Since watching your Laugh Your Way DVDs, I started listening to the podcasts. I have really learned a lot about myself and life in general. God has used you to shine a light into my heart. Last Sunday, my husband and I started back to church, a trend
God.
We are going to continue. I've dusted off my old B-I-B-L-E and have begun B-I-B-L-E. A daily Bible study, and my husband and I are going to start a dinner time devotional as a couple. Just wanted to let you know that God has used you in my life to reboot my spiritual growth, and I am very thankful for that. There are still some emotional boo-boos to work out. Years of neglecting the Spirit does not come without consequences, but I am realigning my will to God's and working on getting it right. Thanks for all you do."
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I thought that was really cool.
So just when you think you suck,
you find out that, man, maybe you
maybe,
don't.
Maybe you maybe are you making a difference. Suck. That's
maybe,
cool.
Maybe you are making a difference.
That's very, very cool.
Okay.
Wow.
From that to something a little more unusual, shall we say. This one actually comes from
right,
Africa.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm taking a phone call. During our show, I'm going to take a phone call.
Go ahead.
This is Jenna McCarthy.
I figured.
Hey, where the heck are you? I know. I called your landline. You didn't answer. Hi, did you get my last email on the time?
Apparently not.
Staff meeting.
No, that's today.
On this conversation.
You're crazy. Anyway, I was just announcing we're doing the show right now, actually.
We're on the air.
No, people are listening to me talk to you
with tomorrow.
So, But hang on, we're going to have you on the next show, which is we're going to be taping in the next 15, 20 minutes.
We are so stick around. Technical difficulties. All right?
Please stand by. He's talking to her on...
She's yelling. She's saying, I told her it was on Tuesday.
Well, you probably did.
You probably
no,
did.
I thought I told her it was Monday. Well, who knows? What do I know? I'm an idiot.
I bet you he told her Tuesday.
Anyway.
Should have had us take care of that for you.
We're going to get back here. We're going to finish our real show, and then we'll see about getting you on, no. on the next one.
Oh, Lord.
So I'll call you back in a few minutes. Okay, bye. That's funny.
Back to your show, already in progress.
All right,
back
now, the show, already in progress.
She is hilarious, this lady. She is crazy. All right. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, this one's a little crazy. It comes from Africa. He says, I have self-diagnosed and identified this behavior, his behavior, as transvestic fetishism.
What does that mean?
And would appreciate your perspective on how I can normalize my sex life with my spouse.
I don't even know what people are talking about.
As she shows little tolerance for such behavior, I said, can you please be more specific? He said, in my case, I am sexually aroused by using sensual feminine clothing or sensual materials such as satin while sexually satisfying myself. I told you it was a little strange.
Okay.
This behavior is done in private. My spouse knows about it, but does not participate. We no longer have sex, hence my desire to try and normalize our sexual relationship. The wife knows about his fetish and refuses to have sex with him. That's why they don't have sex.
Oh, well, why don't you stop?
He says, when I have heard from your marriage DVD that there is a close link between one's first sexual encounter and that behavior being repeated into adulthood, I wanted to find out more and how to go about restoring a normal sexual relationship with my spouse. I did ask him. He said there is no pornography involved, just female clothing and satin, silky things that I guess he
finds quite pleasurable.
Apparently.
Well, why don't you let your wife wear the frilly underwear and you climb into bed with her with satin sheets? Why you make his problem is he makes love to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, be a man. Grow a pair. Don't live in fantasy land. Make love to yourself. How about you can make love to your wife? Well, I like silky sheets. Well, so do I. I don't sit there and make love to myself. Get the girl, make love to her with the silk sheets. And you like ladies' underwear? Well, put them on her. What the heck? What the hell? Today's show brought to you by the letter
what
L.
The L. Well,
good grief.
Maybe if she's aware of his silky underwear thing, maybe she doesn't even want them on her, being
what
that he's going to be more about
she's creeping
those
her
than
out.
Her. I mean, I got to tell you, as a woman, if I thought you'd spent all this time masturbating with silky underwear and then you wanted me to put them on, I'm sorry.
Seriously,
I
know.
That would be
I
a
know.
Little weird.
Dude, quit masturbating. What's the sort of making love to yourself? Is there anything more pathetic than the picture of a man making love to himself? He has a real woman in a real house, and instead of being a lover to her, he makes love to himself.
With her underwear.
All you guys who masturbate, in my opinion, you're losers. L-O-S-E-R-S. Loser. Big L on for it.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show brought to you by the letter L. That's also for loser. You guys are losers.
And for lame-o.
Lame losers. And what the L? Honestly. Instead of... Make you know, you could make an argument, you know, some guy who doesn't have a wife or that's still sicko, but you know. But you're married, you have the girl, instead of taking your sexual energy and putting it towards her, you sit there and you masturbate, spilling your energy for nothing. Honestly. Seriously.
You just stop.
By the way, during the sermon yesterday, apparently I said the word seriously 100 times. I guess I do it a lot.
You kept saying seriously? Yeah,
seriously?
You do say it a lot.
I think it's pretty funny. Anyway, they put this clip of montages of me.
I heard. My mom told me about that.
Seriously. It was really funny. I asked them to get it to me and I'll play it for you guys. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, she did say that was really funny.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with your other emails right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Are you looking for the next romantic getaway or planning the next family vacation? Whether it is around the world or around the corner, Grace Point Travel can help you with all your travel needs. Take advantage of their extensive training and experience as you look to plan your next adventure. You can call George and Judy Oakes at 206-203-3927 or email them at gracepointtravel@usfamily.net. If you prefer to book your own getaway yourself, you can try their easy-to-use self-service website with a complete range of options, including cruises, hotels, even tickets to concerts and sporting events. Don't delay in planning your next trip. Travel to www.gracepointtravel.com and make your plans today. That's www.gracepointtravel.com.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there, because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Woke up in London yesterday, found myself in the city near Piccadilly, don't really know how I got killed. I got some pictures on my phone, new names and numbers that I don't know. I test the places like Ivy Road, take turns tonight, not tense to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has gotta be the good life. This has gotta be the good life. This could really be the good life. Good life. I say, oh,
you're listening to the Mark Unger Show, where it's gotta be all about a good life.
I saw them do that song on a TV show. Yeah. Oh my gosh, terrible. It was so bad.
They did it live?
Yes, it was really horrendous.
Did you think, what the hell?
Yes, I thought, what the hell?
Today's show brought to you by the letter L.
Okay, ready for this one? She wants you to please address this topic. We churched in a small church for a few years. The pastor was awesome. One day, he got up and asked the women of the church to cover up their body parts when they come to church. He told them that it was very hard on him to preach when bums and boobs were hanging out.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, I was so glad that he spoke up because I hated sitting behind Mrs. Buttcrack thong hanging out every Sunday. Yet, when I said this out loud to other women, I was told I am being legalistic and intolerant.
Judging. You're judging like a guy from Canada. How dare you judge?
Address it. And it's from a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it was right. The Bible talks specifically. There's not too many things you can say what the Bible really specifically talks about. Specifically talks about modest dress for women.
Dude, man,
it's hard to be worshiping Jesus when all we can do is see your hooters.
Yeah.
Some girls in worship teams up there, you know, bouncing all over the place, and their boobs are going, dee, 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 dee. You know, it's like one of those bags that they...
The punching bag.
Punching bag. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a guy in the house thinking about Jesus.
They're thinking about, I want to go to the gym and punch a bag.
You're all over the place. Come on. We get it. You got big boobs. You're blessed. Well, good for you. All right? Keep those girls in play. Wrap them up. Good night. Not good for her. Hey, speaking of which, at this church in Tinley Park, the pastor said something really great, which I'd never considered before. And after I was talking about, you know, singles, I was addressing singles, mm-hmm. and you need to make a choice and get out there and look and make all this stuff happen, as we've talked about on the show. He got up and he says, how many single guys we got in this place? Well, hands went up everywhere, which is really unusual.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of churches, you can't find
it. Yeah, just a few.
So then he rebuked all the single women and said, you know why you don't want these guys that just raise their hands? Because you know them.
Well, we've talked about that,
I know,
too.
You know, my brother, all that kind of thing. But he said something I'd never thought of before. He says, the reason you do it, because you know them. You want to marry somebody you don't know.
That's right. You should marry somebody that you know.
Oh, my goodness. Is he ever right? And I thought later, the reason he's so right is because the reason why girls want to marry guys they don't know is because they can more easily put their fantasy over the guy.
Well, and then it's all of that buzz and that excitement and that romanticism and all of the stuff. Yeah, yeah.
They take their little fantasy of what they think the ideal guy is, yeah, which doesn't really exist, and they can't put it on somebody they know because they know them.
Yeah. So they're marrying them for who they really are.
Oh, my gosh. He nailed it.
That's very true. Well, it seems creepy that you marry somebody who's more your brother. It's probably the better...
But it's not that you're brother. See, women are famous for using hyperbole to justify their sin, in my opinion. And there's all a spirit, you know, like women who don't want to really engage with their husbands like they need to. And they're saying, well, I don't want to be his mother. Well, we talk about that. Mm-hmm. He's not your mother, or you're not his mother. He doesn't even think of you as his mother. Good Lord, he doesn't want to have sex with his mother. He wants to have sex with you. But they use that hyperbole to try to justify why they don't have to change. So these girls, see, I never caught it before, but these single girls, because we've talked about this before.
Yes, we have, just last week.
Well, he's like my brother. It's hyperbole. What they're really complaining about is I know him.
They want the excitement.
I don't want to marry someone I know. I want to marry someone I don't know. Yeah. And then you girls marry these idiots, and then you're in hell. And you're writing into this show trying to make, what am I going to do? He's just horrible. I'm an L. Today's show is sponsored by the letter L. I'm an L, and I don't know what I'm going to do because all this L I got.
That's
well,
a really
it's
good
your
point.
Own puking fault.
You're
girls,
better off
stop
marrying
it.
Someone that you really know.
Well, stop and think of all these single girls. And there's someone who listens to the show.
Yeah.
I know who these girls are. You're surrounded by all kinds of guy friends.
Well, and you've told them when they all know the guys. There was a gal last week. She knew the guys, and you said, go to another church.
Yeah,
to find somebody you don't know.
Yeah, but see, that was wrong.
Yeah, it was.
That was wrong.
Now that you
I get it. When Pastor Rob said that, I went, oh, holy stinking cow. He nailed it, man. He absolutely nailed it. These women want to marry, he says, you want to marry someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And by not knowing, then you get all this fantasy.
Yeah.
And all this, oh, well, he's really like this. And he's going to be like this. When I marry him, he's going to be this way and that way. You can't do that to the guys you know because you know them. And
well,
rather
because
than
there's
adapt
all that adrenaline
life.
And that buzz when it's somebody that you've just met, and you get caught up in all of that, and you lose track of what you really need to
be
looking at.
Yeah, but how's that working for?
It's not.
Then they're dealing with the letter L.
L.
My life's an L. There's L everywhere. Pastor, what do I do? I'm an L.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Rob and I were talking about it because, you know, I've mentioned, you know, then these people come to the pastor and suck his brain dry, needing counseling, and so, okay, yeah, we're an L. We're an L. What are we going to do? And he's got to waste, and he even said, man, I waste so many hours every week on this stuff. I thought, whoa. I mean, he was nailing it. You just want to marry somebody you don't know so you can live in fantasy land. They're as guilty emotionally with their fantasies as some men are with their porn.
I agree with that.
Difference is, their porn, you got a different kind of porn.
The
it's emotional porn. And you think you're holier because it just doesn't have naked people in it. You need a reality check. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.